Hi, my name is Zakyron, and welcome to my video and podcast, Dream Building, which is one of the most powerful and fun exercises to do to get yourself into a matching vibrational state as your desires. Because as soon as you are a vibrational match to your dreams and desires, they have no choice but to manifest into your physical reality. Most people are afraid to let themselves dream and dream build because it is painful for them to think about their dreams and desires. Because most people tend to focus on the lack of what they want and the lack of their desires rather than the delicious joy of being, doing, and having their desires. And dream building gets you to focus on having what you want rather than not having what you want, which is the absolute master key to creating and attracting your desires to come to you and manifest into your physical reality. So please enjoy this video and podcast, and please share with your friends if you get something from it. Comment about it. My name is Zakyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Please go visit me at Zakyron.com for more audios, videos, and lots of support for you to lead a generally happy, abundant, fun life filled with adventure and joy. And if you'd like to receive my free book and video and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, that is absolutely free for you to become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. Dream building. Now, dream building is one of the most powerful success and creation exercises that you could possibly do to help you manifest your dreams and desires into physical reality. Now, dream building is where you look at pictures and read about things you want, like houses, cars, boats, travel, clothing, jewelry, fashion, whatever your thing is, sports, fitness, health. I recommend subscribing to magazines about your dream subjects. For me, it's travel and yachts, and to a lesser degree, muscle cars, and general opulence and fun and adventure. So for you, it might be fashion or houses or jewelry or investing or technology. Whatever gets your motor running, buy magazines and subscribe to online newsletters and websites about your favorite dream subjects. The things you want in your life that you know you know, when you get them, when you have them, when you're being them and doing them, they're going to make you happy. Things that bring you joy to look at. Now, women are great at dream building because they go window shopping. So that is another very powerful dream building exercise. So go shopping for clothes, for jewelry, watches, cars, houses, boats, etc. This is even more powerful than, you know, pictures in magazines or a dream board where you have pictures on a bulletin board kind of thing, because you get to touch your actual desire. You get to touch that car. You get to touch that house. You get to touch that boat. You get to touch those clothes. You can touch that watch or that diamond, those diamond earrings. You get to feel what it feels like to buy that, to have it, to wear what you want, or to drive what you want, or to live in what you want, or to sail in what you want. And if possible, you know, actually test drive the car. Or go to open houses so that you can actually be in those houses. You know, if you're into yachts like me, you can actually even go to boat shows and get a test sail at the boat show or post boat show. And when you touch your dream objects and sit in your favorite car, get photos of yourself, and then you can look at it later. But when you're sitting in the car, imagine yourself, you know, driving that car. or later when you've got a picture of yourself in it, imagine yourself driving that car off at the house. Imagine yourself living there. How will you live? How will you feel? You know, feel the happiness that you're feeling, you know, being that, doing that, living there, driving it, wearing that dress, wearing those shoes. Every single day, I am introducing people to a way that helps them achieve their dreams. And when I say, are you ready to get started? They will often say, oh, I can't travel right now. I don't have the time or I don't have the money. And they don't get it because in order for you to get what you want, whether it's travel, whether it's the car, whether it's the relationship, whether it's the house, whatever, you've got to start creating it now. If you don't have the money or the time now to travel, or the time or the money to buy that car or buy that house or to be or do whatever your dream is, if you don't start creating it now, it is never going to manifest. Waiting for the perfect storm, for the magic genie to come out of the lamp to give you what you want is never going to bloody happen. If you want a new car, you've got to save your money for it. Or a new house, you certainly got to save the money for it. You've got to go shopping for the car. You got to go shopping for the house. You got to go drive that car. And the same goes for relationships or houses or boats or whatever your desire is. You've got to create it into physical reality with your mind first, but also with your actions. If you want a lover, you might get lucky and you might bump into him or her at work or at the grocery store, but unless you go shopping, you're probably not going to find the lover you're looking for. You've got to go out on dates and you've got to test drive those potential mates and test out the merchandise to see if he or she is what you really want. Just like testing out a car, the car that you think you might want may not be exactly what you really want. The same rule applies for any other goodies you want. You've got to get out there and go shopping. But most people are afraid to window shop for their dreams and desires because it feels bad to think about their dreams. Because when they do think about them, instead of focusing on being, doing, and having their dream and enjoying the delicious, wonderful feelings of what it will feel like once they have them, be them, do them, they think about the lack of their dream and their lack of money and the lack of time and the fact that they're unable to do what they want or get what they want, etc. So in their mind, their dream for the relationship or the car or the travel or the boat or the house or the dream to succeed at a career or a craft or a sport or some sort of art or music or film, etc., seems impossible. So when you try to get them to think about their dreams, they don't want to and may even resist because it feels bad to think about not having what they want. So when I show people a way to travel at a discount and how to make extra money to pay for it and how to achieve financial freedom, they say, I don't have the time or the money. Because they're thinking about the lack of their desires. Even though I just showed them the solution, they can't even bloody see it. The solution's right in front of them, but they can't see it because they're deluded by all they're seeing is what they can't have, don't want, and don't believe they can get. And people don't understand that in order for you to manifest your desires into physical reality, you've got to go shopping first, even though you don't have the money or the time yet. You've got to go shopping first in your mind and then go shopping physically, even though you don't have the money to pay for it, so that you're thinking about the joy of being, doing, and having those dreams and desires in physical reality rather than focusing on not being or doing and having your desires. There's no time to wait to start dreaming. Start dreaming now. There's no time to wait. You've got to start planning and saving and visualizing and planning and dream building and shopping and writing about and talking about and the delicious joy of being, doing, and having what you want now to create your desires into the future. You got to feel them now so that they'll manifest in the future. So, when I say, are you ready to get started, say yes. Yes, of course, you don't have the time or the money to travel today, but if you don't start planning your next holiday or vacation, it's never going to happen. When the car salesman says, so, are you ready to get into this car? Are you ready to start driving this car? Are you ready to buy this car now? Say, yes, I'm ready. I just have to move some money around. When the real estate salesperson says, do you want to put in an application? Say, yes, I just have to move some money around. Because that's all you really have to do. You may not have a penny to your name right now. You may not have a proverbial pot to piss in, as they say. But that's just right now. That's just a temporary condition. Your lack of time and money is just your temporary condition. It is not a permanent reality. Your current financial state is just an indication of your vibration, of what you have been thinking. It is not a permanent condition, and you can start thinking differently now to create what you want. You can change your conditions now by changing your vibration. You can change and create a whole new reality by thinking and feeling the joy of being, doing, and having what you want now. You can change your vibration by building up momentum about your dreams and desires by delighting in the joyful deliciousness of being, doing, and having your desires through dream building exercise. Because you can't think about having your desires and the lack of your desires at the same time. And when you get good at thinking about being, doing, and having your desires, you build up enough momentum vibrationally that your desires must manifest. And the universe puts all of the cooperative elements into place to facilitate that. But you've got to get started right bloody now. You can't wait until the conditions are right, because they're never going to be right. You've got to create and allow the conditions to, you know, to create themselves by taking action now and visualizing now and dream building now and planning now, so that the conditions will fall into place naturally for you based on your vibration, based on your thinking, based on your joyful, delicious feelings of being, doing, and having what you want. If you keep saying, I don't have the money or the time, you will never, ever have the money or the time. Instead, say, I love the feeling of having the time and the money to fill in the blank. I love having the time and the money to travel. I love having the time and the money to buy that car. I love having the money to buy that house. And when I say, do you like to travel, instead of saying, what you don't like and don't want, which is I don't have the time or the money to travel, instead say what you do want, which is, hell yes, I love to travel, and I love the feeling of having the money and the time and the freedom to travel. And I want to travel right bloody now. And I want to travel here, and I want to travel there, and I want to go there, and I want to do this. Become a yes man or a yes woman and say, yes, I want that. When somebody says, do you want this car? Do you want this house? Do you want this dress? Say, hell yes, I want this car, this house, this dress. Say, I love the feeling of being able, of having the time and having the money and the freedom and the wealth and etc. to get this, to buy this, to be this, to do this, to have this. I want that. I want this new car. I want that new house. I want that new suit. I want that dress. I want those shoes. I want that boat. I want to go there and I want to do this. And I want to feel that. And I want to experience this and that with you and with that person. I want to do it with, you know, my parents and my friends and my girlfriend and my best friend. And you've got to learn how to embrace your desires and revel in the joy of your desires in order to create them into physical reality. You got to learn how to talk about and think about your desires and write about your desires and dream build about your desires so that you're vibrating your desires all the time, and then they absolutely have to manifest in your physical reality. Because when you're vibrating the wonderful feelings of being, doing, and having your desires, then you become a vibrational match to the feeling that you're going to have when you are physically being, doing, and having your desires. And your desires absolutely must manifest. The law of attraction must bring them to you. That is how the law of attraction works. They must manifest because you and your desires are the same vibration. So, young Skywalkers, young masters of creation, give yourself complete permission to dream and be courageous and embrace your desires instead of cowering away from them because your dreams seem bigger than you and seem impossible, etc. I can assure you they are not. Whatever dream you can conceive, no matter how large and impossible that dream might seem, if you can conceive it and if you can believe it, the entire universe is completely poised and ready to arrange all the cooperative elements to help you be, do, and have it. So master of divine creation, that's you. If you're good to go and you're ready to start creating your dreams and desires into physical reality, I am available to help you get on track and keep on track. Not only are there countless more videos and podcasts and books and articles and supportive goodies on my website to help you become further empowered so that you are empowered to be a conscious, deliberate creator of your desires and manifest them into physical reality, but you also have available to you my mentorship and my guidance right now, absolutely free of charge. Now, you are welcome to pay me hundreds, even thousands of dollars to mentor you, and I'm absolutely happy to receive your money, but I also have available to you a way for you to receive my mentorship and guidance absolutely free of charge when you join forces with me in my mission to improve the lives of 10,000 people. Because for decades, I have been helping people to become empowered creators of their divine realities and connect to their source and have more joy and more freedom and abundance in their lives. But working alone gives you no leverage. And I grew a burning desire to help not just thousands of people to improve the quality of their lives, but tens of thousands of people to become free and happy and fulfilled. I struggled and I struggled for literally decades financially, and I got sick and tired of it. And I knew that there was no reason for that to exist. There was no reason for me to struggle financially because this is a universe of abundance. This is a universe of well-being, and we can create any amount of abundance we desire. So I yelled out to the universe for the solution, and my prayers were answered. I found a way for myself to achieve the happiness, the wealth, and the freedom I desired, and something that I could help others to achieve the happiness, wealth, and the freedom and the financial security that they desired for themselves and their families. And it has been an absolute, immense, priceless gift in my life. It has helped me to travel to places I never before thought would be possible, and be able to travel at crazy, crazy low prices and meet amazing people from all over the world. It has given my life even more purpose than I previously had, because now I had and have the leverage to help not only 10,000, thousands of people, but tens of thousands of people and millions of people. It's given me a platform to apply my creative power to build a legacy of joy and abundance and well-being and freedom for this planet. And together, we are literally changing the face of this earth. So, young Jedi Knight, if you like what I just said, if you want what I just said in your life, if what I just said excites you, and you also have a dream to become a master of creation and have a magical, abundant, healthy, and wealthy life where you have the freedom, the power that you desire and deserve to travel the world and be, do, and have all of your dreams, to make your dreams come true in physical reality, whatever those dreams are. And you have a dream to help other people also make their dreams come true and be financially free and be happy and joyful and prosperous and fulfilled, and being able to help third world countries and communities improve the quality of their life. Go to ilovefreedom.info. That's ilovefreedom.info. I'll show you a very short 2-minute video about how you can achieve that. Let's you and I work and play together. Let's lock arms together. And let's build a legacy together. Let's travel together. Let's play together. Let's make this planet into the beautiful utopia that it truly is and truly can be. So go to ilovefreedom.info and give me your details. I look forward to meeting you and getting to know a new friend. Because strangers are just friends we haven't met yet. So go to ilovefreedom.info and let's get you on the road to fun, freedom, and fulfillment. So I hope you enjoyed this video or podcast. Please share with your friends. Help them become abundant creators of joy and fun in their lives. Go to ilovefreedom.info. Give me your details. Go to my website at zakiron.com for lots more videos and audios and articles and supportive goodies to help you become a conscious creator of divine reality in your life. Go get yourself my free book and video series and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create massive wonderfulness in your life, abundance, freedom, joy, health, whatever you want to create in your life. I look forward to hearing from you. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!